Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
It's all settled. They think, some people, not everybody, they feel celebrations like these are not important. That if we are done exchanging, paying the bride price, respecting the both families in the villages, we can just shut it down and call it a day. But it's not supposed to be like that. That is something we truly respect. We respect the fact that you have to go to the villages, pay tribute to the families. Both families should sit together and decide to give their children. If they didn't do that, we would not be here today. Are we together? But these two is very, very important. Hallelujah to Jesus. We have to do it the way God has assigned us to do it from scriptures. That is when it is now recognized in the realm of the spirit and in the physical before everybody that it is called marriage. I had an experience one time while I was about to get married. I did the court wedding, and while in the court wedding ceremony, the judge, the woman, or should I say the barrister, she said, you can now kiss the bride. It was in Abuja. And I said to her, I'm not married yet. She said, you are legally sealed. I said, thank God I'm legally sealed. But before heaven, I am not sealed. I know some people have their biases about that, but it's true. And when I told her that, she almost fled up. She was almost angry. She said, who told you that I don't have power to join you? I said, ma, you are a barrister, so and so. But before heaven, you are not recognized as God's authority. So you don't have the right to join me and my wife to be called husband and wife. She said, I will seize your certificate. I said, okay, we'll do it after we do white wedding. I'm sure that time if you tell me to kiss my bride, I will kiss because I'm already married. And she just agreed. She laughed and agreed that we should be married. Amen? Just by hugging. So we hugged. So what I'm saying is, because some people think when you do all of those things, it is said to you should just go and start living your life. No, it's not. Today we see a lot of trouble in marriages and homes. We see people, broken homes, we see troubles here and there. Hallelujah to Jesus. People start marriages and they cannot end it. Some of them end up divorcing themselves. Please, movement should be restricted. Movement, ushers, watch out. People should not be moving out and in. And this is very important too. Don't just come for ceremony. This is a very important section of it. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. We are seeing issues here and there. Divorce rate is very, very high. Every day you go to the internet, you hear that somebody has divorced. You hear that somebody is not married again. You hear one kind of atrocity. And we're wondering, why are all of these things happening? Simple. They are happening because people don't respect God's perspective on marriage. So since they don't respect it, they don't even try to research about it. Are we together? Are we together in this church?
Yes, sir.
They don't try to research about it. Guys, are you in church?
Yes, sir.
Are you in church?
Yes, sir.
They don't try to research about it. So they just enter into marriages because probably the guy is fine and probably the woman is very fine. And they get married to each other. And after 2 years, they discover that it is not all that glitters, that is gold. Say, for instance, I had an experience one time in my office. I was speaking to a couple, newly wedded. And he said to me, he said, sir, this woman is a total opposite of everything I saw before marriage. I said, how comes you chose her? He said, sir, when I wanted to marry this lady, she was so, permit me to add this. She was so religious, he even said. She dressed so religiously. She was so nice. She greeted everybody. And now that we're married, she even threatened she would choke me knife. And I was surprised. He said, I thought I had everything figured out because I saw her like the woman I want to spend the rest of my life with. I saw every evidence that she was the one. I didn't go for anything physicality yet. I went because I saw fruit. He said, pastor, look at this woman. Is she the kind of woman you think that if I was looking at the flesh, I want to get married to? Of course, I didn't agree with him because beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. Hallelujah to Jesus. And he said all forms of things. And I told him something at the end. He said the reason he came back to me is because he remembered that I warned him that before you marry, hear God for your wife. He said, so he has come back because he knows he made a mistake. Because when he wanted to marry, he just even left the church. And he went to choose. You know, I'm not the one that gives husband or wife. But being very honest, there is no way you'll be about to make a mistake in something very important as marriage. That if you are in a church, God will not somehow help you through your pastor. Because he understands that marriage is a very, very important decision. Are we together? Marriage has a potency to destroy your life. It has a potency to arrange your life and make you even better. So God will not just allow you in his mercies to choose anybody and scatter your life. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? If probably you are under an atmosphere where he can speak to you or correct you, which is the local church. You know, some people don't often see the value of the local church. I'm just trying to paint one of the picture, the value of the local church to us. Are we together? And I said to him, you've made a mistake, but we have to move forward. What do you want? He said, I want a divorce. I said, no, I'm not called as a pastor to cause divorce. I'm only called as a pastor to repair marriages. So I want to see the woman, blah, blah. But to cut the long story short, by God's grace, they are trying to go through some series of algorithm of repentance. And I'm sure very soon they'll be back to their marriage in peace. Are we together? But this is the focal point. You got to hear God for who to marry. Very important. Years ago, listen to me with no biases because I know some of you have another perspective of what I'm saying. It says a lie. Choose who you like. The young man said he saw all the fruits. He saw holiness. He saw good dressing. He saw everything. And he went because that was a Christian sister. Yet, he said in the marriage, he's opposite of everything he saw. That simply means you can be a Christian, both of you, but probably are not meant for each other. Hallelujah to Jesus. For instance, take Judas as an example. I'm sure many people remember Judas in this place, who betrayed Jesus. Imagine that a lady likes Judas because Judas is close to Jesus. So I love Judas. They say, why do you love Judas? He's very close to Jesus. In fact, Jesus trusts him so much. For somebody to say you are treasurer, they trust you. I can't make everybody in this place treasurer. In this church, from the beginning to the end, we have established that a man can never be a treasurer. That's our belief system. Secondly, we don't just give treasurer to any woman. We watch them carefully before we decide that you are treasurer. So for Jesus to watch Judas carefully and choose Judas to be treasurer, it means he valued Judas. So imagine a sister liking Judas because he's close to Jesus. Say, why do you like Judas? Say, he's Jesus' right-hand man. And finally, she got married to Judas. And after that, Judas now betrayed Jesus. That simply means sometimes you can have people in church that are not even the right ones. You have to hear God. You know, people that argue about hearing God for who to marry, they argue because they don't know how to hear God. It is very easy to hear God. He speaks to us in diverse ways. You have to just understand it and flow in it. Alright? Many years ago, I had a pastor friend who wanted to get married. And he saw this beautiful lady. He loved her so much. And they started a relationship. After a while, he got offended at the character. He didn't like what he was saying. The lady was being truthful, but she was being so brutally truthful. He didn't like the way she was truthful. She will say the truth and he will feel disrespected. You know, you can say the truth in a wrong way. Very important. But she was a nice lady. And I knew her before the relationship. So he came to me and he said he wants to break up. I said, why? He said she doesn't know how to talk and he doesn't think that's his wife. And they started having issues. And all of a sudden, they broke up. So I went to him and I said, I had a vision about it. I went to him, I said, I still feel this woman is your wife. He said, Pastor, a woman that talks back to me and tells me I don't understand the Bible. I said, let me see the part of the scriptures you people had a problem with. He showed me the scriptures. We looked at it. I said, what did she say? I heard what she said. I said, what are you saying? He said his own part. I said, she's right. You are wrong. But the problem is that she was brutally saying it in a way that you didn't feel respected. Your ego was touched. Except when she's right. Is she's been a honest person, but she's not doing it the right way. You know, I'm saying this and I'll be adding some lessons to it. That sometimes you can have a good woman that has sharp mouth. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You can have a good woman that have what? Sharp mouth. Let me say it again. Your wife may be a very good woman, and I'm sure many men here can attest to that. But the only problem is the mouth. You are like, God, let's work on the mouth, but I still like her. Now, if you are not married to her yet, you'll be wondering, this sharp mouth, will it produce anything good in this marriage? It can. Are you forgetting I'm trying to explain to you? Because you did not give anybody's father, you didn't give anybody's father order to train their children for you to marry. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? And that's why the Bible says, husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church. And that he washed her by the washing of the word. You know, one time in my office, again, two people came and said, God said they are meant for each other. Now, sometimes people can come and lie because they like somebody and say it's God. They do it a lot. Especially we, the young people. When you like somebody, you can just come and lie. And when they came to my office, they said, God said they are meant for each other. I said, are you very sure? They said, yes. I said, go and pray about it again. Go and pray before you come back. Take like 2 weeks. They came back in 3 days. They said they were very sure. The lady said she's sure. The man said they are sure. I said, are you very sure? They said, yes. I said, okay, go into the relationship. Marry. We want progress even in this church. So get married. And they started the relationship. One day they called me. Sir, where are you? I said, I'm fixing my car. Sir, we want to see. There's something very important. I thought it was a very important thing. So I drove. I just took bolts. I came to the office. They were still fixing the car. I said, okay, I'm in the office. What is the problem? He said, sir, let us start first. I said, okay. She started talking about problems. I said, really? Is it because of your problems that everybody told me that I have to be in the office right now? And he said his own part. I started laughing. I said, 2 weeks. True life story. 2 weeks. You people want to kill yourself already. I said, well, I give you another 2 weeks to work on this relationship. If it will not work, just end it. Now that people don't know that you're in a relationship, end it first before it gets public. Now, after 2 weeks, guess what happened, people of God? They called me back and they said they want to break up. And I said to them, were you not hearing God? Did you not hear God? Did you not say you heard God? He said, let me be sincere, sir. I just like her. That is why I just said it is her. I've realized that it is not God. Sometimes people can just talk like that. And I observe something. The lady had sharp mouth. That was the focal point. When I say, let me see the charts. If you see how she spoke to him. If you were the one. You to your ego as a man. Will be brutally touched. Blah, 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 pew, blah, 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 pew. You know, they are talking like bullet. Then they throw one ball. Boom. And he couldn't take it. He said, I'm done. I did not hear God. I agree. So one day, I was talking to two of them. They were not telling me of a time that she wanted to fight for him somewhere. That people were coming to. So she wanted to fight. I said, you wanted to fight for him? And later, you would not have a problem again. They said, yes. I said, did you observe something here? The lady really loves you. But you guys had your differences. You can imagine a woman want to fight for a man. After that, she'll come and fight the man. Sometimes you see, they may have sharp mouth, but their intentions are pure. You know, the reason why some men sometimes cannot bear that side of women is because they truly not understand their place in Christ Jesus. Because you see, you don't need, what do they call that, this thing, book of power, book, laws of, 48 laws of power. Some men used to read that to have happy homes. You will suffer. You cannot use 48 laws of power for a woman. You cannot. It will not work. They don't care. Which one is whatever? If I frown my face, she will understand. She will talk. When I'm keeping quiet and I'm burning my face, she will know I'm taking her serious. She will not take you serious. You can't use 48 laws of power to run a home. All you need to run a home is the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, peace, kindness, patience, self-control. And another one is long-suffering. That's one of the fruits. Meaning when you have self-control, you think you've done enough.
The thing is still not working. God said, just behave like that. Let it pain you. Keep on, just keep your mouth shut. Don't talk. Don't talk. Because if you talk and the anger enters you, if you touch that woman, you'll be in prison. With the way our bones are strong as men, imagine you carry this kind of and blow a woman. You know, years ago in the house, my sister was talking anyhow to me. Many years ago. So I carried my hand. I said, if I slap, my father just came and said, He said, you slap, you pack your things and go. I looked at her. I said, she shouted at me. He said, if you do this, you pack your things and you leave this house. Have you ever seen me touch your mother? I said, no, sir. He said, so you want to become a bastard? So that one day they will say you beat your wife. He trained me that way. In our house, you don't have the impetus to lay your hand on the woman. That's how I grew. No matter how you talk, I'll just be looking like this. I learned fruit of the spirit from my sisters. That's the first place I learned fruit of the spirit. You keep your money, they remove it. Who touched my money? It's me. Oh, I did this. I beg, sorry, senior brother. And there's nothing you can do about it. You show your anger, you do like this, but you cannot touch. Because if you touch, you leave the house. I learned fruit of the spirit. I knew that marriage would not be easy because I had sisters. I was the only boy for a long time before I had another boy who is the last boy in the house. I knew almost all the characters of women. Almost everything. That's why when I wanted to get married, I told God, please help me to choose the right person that I can bear whatever I'm going to see. Hallelujah to Jesus. But you see, if you know the word of God, you already have an edge. He said, husbands, love your wife as what? Christ loved the church. Meaning, if you don't know how much Christ loved the church, you cannot love a woman. The Bible says, while we're yet sinners as a church, Christ died for us. Meaning, you can sacrifice for a woman when she's not behaving right. It is when you show her love, love, love. The Bible says we can only love him because he has first loved us. 1 John 4:19. The only reason we can love God back is like Newton's third law of motion. For every word, action. There's what? An equal and opposite reaction. As you love a woman, she what? In turn what? Loves you back. One day you just see her broken. She start crying. Why are you crying, honey? I have been foolish all these years. What do you mean by that? See how you love me, and I'll still be talking to you anyhow. If you think, now, as I'm saying this to some people, I say it's a lie. My wife will never do this thing. Pastor, you don't know who my wife is. They will do it. It's a formula that works in the realm of the spirit. It can work anywhere. Jesus said, husband, love your word. As Christ loved the church. And he loved us while we're yet sinners. We're not okay. He was still loving us. You are a woman, if you wake up the next morning, I hope Pastor Kelechi is hearing me now. Pastor Anne did not talk to you nicely the night before. You now woke up the next morning, you bath, and you open the door and you jam it. You are a woman. You are a woman rapper. You should wear skirts. You are causing more problem. Because women like that kind of thing. You, even you didn't understand, okay, nice one. We have started. Let's see who will tire. And I assure you, as a man, you are the first person that will tire. If you don't work on those things, that's where cheating, the spirit of cheating, start happening. Because you go back home, you want to eat something, unkobi, outside. He said, bring me unkobi and malt. Not small start, or malt. Some people, as I just call unkobi, some people thought of small stout. As they keep it now, you want the lady will come. She'll bow down. Nai, welcome. Welcome, sir. Nai, you are sweating. She'll carry handkerchief. She'll be so nice to you. As you are trying to eat, you now sit down and paint a picture of your wife. I wish my wife can be like this. See how this person is nice to me. See. See, oh, she even knelt down and served me. My wife would just tell me to go and carry the food in the kitchen. And when I'm done, she'll say I should go and keep the plate. Now, that's wrong. We are going to come to that. But see this one now. See how she's respectful. The next day, you want to eat a Kobe again. In fact, the next day, it's not a Kobe that is hungry you, but you go and eat a Kobe because of the woman. That's how cheating starts. Small, small. Now, Oga don't like coming back home again. It's 6 p.m. You know, I told you people one thing that time. I said, remember high level roundabout. You always see men sit there from morning till 6 p.m. I don't know if some of you have observed that thing. Some men you see there, they close work. Or when they finish from work, they'll just go to high level roundabout and sit down with bottles. They will just, that's where they find peace. Because the moment they go back home, is war. And women, I'm going to come to that. I'm not affirming that that's enough reason for a man to behave like that. That's why you need the fruit of the Spirit. Are we together? Meanwhile, there are some men, if they are in the office, they are saying, Oga, Afigo, my wife is waiting for me. My wife has been calling me, I need to come back home. There is nothing, you know, the wife wants to just see him, he wants to see the wife. You see some men trying to dodge traffic. Pee, 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 why are you going to? I want to go home. Why? My wife. Why some are turning to high level roundabout? Pee, 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 why are you going to high level roundabout? Why? My wife will kill me. They want peace of mind. Of course, as a woman, you determine that. I'm not saying whatever you're going to do should make him become that kind of man and probably a cheat. No. But I'm saying as long as it is within your power, I believe, we already know you, you'll do the right things. Hallelujah to Jesus. As a woman, give your husband peace. So much peace. You know, you think men like big body, lipstick, hair, until you get married. You will dress your best and come outside. He will not even look at your face. He said, honey, you did not see the new hair I did. Say, oh, sorry. It's fine. They don't even care whether it's fine or not. They don't even care. Because you are giving them trouble every time. In fact, the reason why they like going, if you observe, the man will leave 10 a.m. He will come back 10 p.m. Because he's going to live another life elsewhere. Why? No peace. You have all the body. You have all the fine looks. You have all the makeup. Yet, he wants to go out. He wants to go and sit elsewhere. He doesn't care. Even men say they don't know they want peace till they get married. They don't know that what they need is peace till they get married. When I see young men most times want to get married, they'll come and be saying they like the lady because they are their spec. I used to laugh. When you marry spec and don't have peace, you know that spec is useless in that marriage. You know, most of us are still young. Even like for my church, for instance, we have a lot of young people. So sometimes when I see them looking at ladies because of how they look, I just used to laugh. They don't understand life. On a long run, what will last is not because of the spec. One day, all the spec will fall. There will be no spec there again. If your souls don't connect, marriage has scattered at that point. There must be something beyond body that unites two of you. When people are like 95, what will make you start to be still joking? It's the content of your soul. It's not the body. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to explain to you tonight? So you must learn to build intimacy beyond anything physical. Spend time with yourself. Have nice family time. Hallelujah to Jesus. Like I was emphasizing, husband, you must understand Christ to be able to love your wife rightly. Because every time we do marriage wedding ceremonies like this, God is teaching the new couples, and God also at the same time is reigniting the fire for some that already been married. At the same time, if you didn't know Christ before you got married, it is time to know Christ. That's how to have a wonderful home. Somebody asked me one time, she said, pastors, can any man live without cheating? I looked at her, I said, for this woman to ask this question, that simply means she's suspecting even her pastor. Can any man live above cheating? I said, of course. The Bible says we can live above sin. She said, pastor, it is almost impossible. For her to say it is almost impossible, she has checked places. Probably even from where she's coming from, she found that it's not possible. That's why she's asking that question like that. You know, it seems very, very impossible. That a man, he said, no matter what you do for a man, if you like, kill yourself, he will still cheat. It's not true. I believe there are a lot of men who don't cheat. Even in this church, say amen if you don't cheat. There are many men. Yes, I heard them say, I think we are many. Yes. You have not married, though. We can't use your own. There are many men who don't cheat. There are many women who don't cheat. Just that the ones that cheat are the ones that are popular. There are many who don't really care about anybody. Listen, God is winning. Satan is not winning. They say, how do you live above cheating as a man? It's not, you know, in Kaduna years ago, there was a man I met. If you see his wife, as a young boy that time, over like 12 years, 13, 14, even from my age, when I looked at the woman, I said, this woman is fine. As a small boy that I am, I said, she's fine. Talk less of men in her caliber. I'm wondering how the man would have worked hard to marry that kind of woman. Very beautiful woman. And she was working in NDA. I grew up in NDA. And that was the first time we went to the man's house. When I saw the woman with our band, we're a team of music guys. So when we went there, I saw the woman. I was thinking, because in our team, the man is in our band. The woman is not in the band. In the band, he's womanizing. He's following girls in the band. So when I saw that this is how his wife looks, I was like, God of mercy, what are men looking for? You mind this kind of person you put in the house and you are staying in those kind. And if you see the women he was trying to cheat on the wife, if you see them, no woman is ugly, but you understand what I'm trying to explain to you. I was so shocked. I came to a conclusion from that time that truly, truly, it is only God that can make a man not cheat on his wife. It's nothing in this world. And it's littered in the Bible. That's why we need wedding ceremonies like this to teach you people about marriage. You know, one time one of my friends was telling me, he said, let's go back to our ancestors and live life like them. I said, okay, let's go back to leaves. Tighten leaves on our waist. You know, some people just talk without thinking. You want to go back to ancestors? Let's go back to calabash. There is cooler now. Which of the ancestors would have done cooler? Which of them would have made cooler? So there is fridge today. Which ancestor can create fridge? Instead of to thank God for civilization, they are Albert Einstein and they are Michael Faraday and the rest of them, you are saying, let's go back to ancestors. In the name of it, he wants to marry more than one wife. He says, it's the Bible that caused all the problem. If a man wants peace, if you don't want a man to cheat, leave him to marry like five women. I say, as a young man, this is what you are thinking. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's trouble. Somebody said to me one time, I was preaching on the street. He said, Solomon was God's man, but Solomon had like how many hundred wives? And how many hundred concubines? Isn't it? And people love like, I was preaching to him. He said, Pastor, what is this you are saying? Guy does not stop some facts. I said, what fact? He said, for instance, Solomon, maybe God man. I say, he's God's man. Maybe man of God. I say, a man of God. He said, but he gets 700 wives and 300 concubines, and God still like him. I looked at the young man. I said, I don't know why people think like this. In everything in the Bible, that's where, you know, I met a young man, he was drinking, so I was teaching him the word of God. He said, Pastor, God say, praise me with a harp. What is this? I looked at it. They wrote harp on it. If you read the book of Psalms, God truly say, praise me with a harp. So he's using harp to praise God. And he said, I'm not supposed to condemn him. I said to the young man, I said, Solomon was in the Old Testament. We are in the New Testament. Even in the Old Testament, God warned Solomon. If you watch carefully, God warned him about marrying women. Plenty women. He warned him. If you want to know God's desire for humanity, look at the beginning. Listen carefully. The Pharisees said, they came to Jesus with a question. They said, who will marry this woman when they get to heaven? Because she had many husbands before she died. Jesus looked at them. And when he was about to answer their question, he said they should forget about that. For in the beginning, it was not so. That's my emphasis. There is how things is. There's a way things are supposed to be in the beginning. In the beginning, who did we see God create? Is it two women and one man? Ah, it was what? And what? Some people that don't want to marry two wives are not answering. It was what? Are you listening to me? It's one man and one woman. If you like, say traditions. Even before your own tradition started, people had traditions. Like the Jews had traditions, they were traditional men. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? The Gentiles too were traditional men. They did things anyhow before Jesus came. When Jesus came, he still emphasized that things should happen like the beginning. In the beginning, it was what? one man, and what, you know, some people are looking at me and saying, Pastor, what are you saying? I'm preaching Bible. I'm not supposed to preach tradition. The Bible says, called out from every word, tribe, people, and what? Nations. Like, for instance, I always talk against these people in our state called the Igede people. I said, I don't know why you would say this. Your language should not marry a certain kind of people. It's not supposed to be like that. If you are a Christian, it's not supposed to be like that. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Years ago, I told my dad I saw a wife. He said, what tribe? I said, what is the business between tribe? And I saw a wife. He said, you are the first grandson. So you cannot. I said, okay, let's even just do this deal now. I've never gone to the village, isn't it? He said, yes. I said, that means nobody have ever seen me. They will not even know whether Simon is. He said, yes. He thought I was soon going to say something nice. I said, let's assume I never went, I never came from that village. And I told him I was still married. Hallelujah to Jesus. He called my mother. I said, son, you know, when you are misbehaving, they will say you are the mother's son. He said, this your son has a problem. Walk on him. People still think like that. They are thinking like olden days. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? And that's a problem of the world today. That's why we're having issues. I mean, you see a beautiful woman, a God-fearing woman, a woman God wants you to marry, but in the name of tradition, everybody stand up. If you meet God tomorrow and God says, listen, I wanted your daughter to marry that man because I had the best for even you and everybody that concerns you, but you scattered it because of tradition, what will you tell God? Everybody should understand that there is God Almighty. All other gods are what? Answer me, church. All other gods, they are the works of men. Men. Handmade. Somebody put calabash, carve wood. And somebody is bowing to that and saying, he said to us that we should not be like that. Years ago, a man of God called Bensi Idahusa. He finished fasting and they kept sacrifices before a god. Fanta, boiled yam, and red oil. They kept it. So he peeped and saw them sacrificing and they were happy and they left. So he went there and sat down and said, God, let's eat. And when he was done with the food, he drank the Fanta, he went and hid himself and was watching them. They came back the next day and they were happy that their god ate the food. The man of God lived for a long time. He didn't die of that effect. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? We were having a land issue not so long. And when I went there one of the days, I was just standing somewhere. And I don't know what made me to hit the ground. And I removed something they tie with red, something, blah, blah, blah. I looked at it. And a little fear wanted to come to my heart. Maybe trying to do something against me, blah, blah, blah. I carried it. I quoted the scripture and I caught it with my hand. And I played with it in my leg. I said, this, if God be for you, who can be against you? All other works, all other gods are truly the works of men. Tell somebody, keep tradition aside. I don't mean keep some tradition. I mean worshiping idols. I don't mean don't respect your tradition. If you do that one, you're on your own. I'm talking about when it comes to fetish things. Are you listening to me tonight? A lady in church, they say she should go and pour drink on a coffin, a grave, her mother's grave. She came to the office, said, go and pour, it's our tradition. Pour. I said, why will you do such a thing as a Christian? Tomorrow, if you have problem in your marriage, you'll be saying you don't know where it came from. They say, pour hot on your mother. What is your mother drinking hot wherever she is? And I told her, don't do that. And they were angry. They said, it's tradition. That's a foolish tradition. Are you listening to me tonight? So I'm teaching you people that as you are married, there are some kind of things you should not put yourself into. When it's fetish. As a married man, I've heard things like that too. Come and do good. You can't even call me for those kind of things. When it has to do with sacrifice, I'm not going. They say, if you don't do it, they'll kill you. On my wedding day, they can bear witness. Somebody came and was carrying money. The Holy Spirit said, turn. That's why you have to be spiritual as a man. We were dancing. Everybody was jubilating. The Holy Spirit said, turn your face to the right. As I turned my face, a woman was timing my wife's head with money. That it was the head. She was just doing like this. People are throwing money. She's doing like this. As she wanted to put it, I just held her hand. Everybody was wondering what is happening. And I pushed her hand away. And my protocols carried her away from that place. I said, dare not come close to this place. Imagine I did not turn my face as the Holy Spirit said. Because I was, you know, and you know, listen again. If you were playing secular song on your wedding day, you will not hear the Holy Spirit. Imagine the song I was hearing is, I like as they do me. How will the Holy Spirit talk to me? You go wound, oh, you go wound that day. You will truly wound. Imagine. That is why, you see, it's Christian songs are boring. What, you know, one time somebody in their reception, they were like, even your boo, get a boo. The lady was dancing. She was confessing, she didn't know. Even your boo, get a boo. What are you saying? That your husband has another girlfriend? And you are dancing to the music. Then when you see the manifestation in the marriage, you'll be angry. There are good Christian songs to dance to. Say amen, people of God. Say, no, I want that song where I go do like this. No. You know, one time I went to my sister's house. These are things you have to teach your children. Raise your Bible says when you raise your children in the way of the Lord, they will never depart from that. If you don't do that, God will hold you responsible. Years ago, I went to my sister's house. She was watching Big. She has repented fully now. Fully. No out of sin of those things again. She was watching Big Brother Ninja. I finished evening service. I went to her house. I was not married that time, so I always go there to eat. As I opened the door, I saw her watching Big Brother Ninja. I now carried her first child, Jasmine. I put her before the TV. I say, watch what is happening. I hold her head like this. I say, enjoy everything. Enjoy it. She just came. What are you doing? I said, no, I want your daughter to. You know, one day your daughter should be on this screen too, in Big Brother Ninja. Do you get what I'm trying to say? She said, God forbid. I said, eh? God forbid, and you are watching it. Don't you think it would be nice tomorrow if you are voting your child from outside? He said, God forbid, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. My daughter will become a career woman in the name of Jesus. I said, no, it's not about the confession. Train up a child in the way he should grow. See what you are watching. You want your daughter to become a career woman. Those days, if you graduate with first class, they give you hundreds of millions. Hundreds of thousands. These days, you finish first class, self, you will not even get a job. But you go to Big Brother Nigeria and show your nakedness, they give you hundreds of millions. Look at what is happening to our society. I said to her that if you don't want your child to be like this, don't watch these kind of programs. That was the last day she ever tuned to that kind of program. Thank God for her life, she listened to me. How can you be in your house? I have my siblings, some of the last children, you know, Flora and Michael. Many years ago, while I was a student, if I go back to the house, Flora will stay up till like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and be watching Big Brother Niger. Michael will stay up and be trying to learn Davido and Whiskey dance. I woke up one day, I came to the parlor. I saw my brother trying to practice something. I saw that my sister, she just sat alone, covered herself, and was watching. I said, Jesus Christ. Then I just went and tapped my father. I knocked the door. My father woke up. I said, come and see your children, sir. We went together. We looked at them. I said, see what these children are doing. Tomorrow now, you hear atrocities. You'll be thinking, where did I offend God? It's because we are not checking them. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And from that day, I told them, I'm in charge of this remote. Those days, everybody will be in the house. Nobody will see remotes. My mother, remote, Michael have taken remote and hid it where nobody knows. She's there. She can bear witness. We'll be watching what he wants us to watch. When I came, I said, those things can never happen again. They gave me a nickname. The nickname is 1G. How many of you remember One Gospel on DST? We will watch it all 24/7. Then we'll watch news. They used to pray for me to go back to school. That's the only thing we do. Today they are born again. They are strong in the Lord. They are enjoying the grace of God. It was like I was disciplining them too much. They were crying those days, but now they are enjoying their life. Are you listening to me? You must train up your children. If you want a wonderful society tomorrow, it starts from now in the marriage. You focus on your children. I told my wife, any in-law that comes and play worldly song in this house, go back home. As you come to my child, you can't play any kind of song for her. You can't cause her to watch certain kind. You can't watch it in my house. You come to my house, you want to walk Big Brother Niger. I give you transport, even flight ticket. You go back immediately. It can't happen in my house. Because I'm the head of the home. Are you all listening to me tonight? Let me hit that last emphasis before we go. Men. Everybody turn to a man and say, man, sir. Say, man, sir. If you don't want to cheat on your wife, hold God tight. The Bible said, by the understanding of his great and precious promises, we have what? Escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. Lust is the major problem. He said, we have escaped it. Not because our wives are fine, but by the word understanding of his word. Great and what? Precious promises. Your wife can be very fine. If you don't understand God's word, you will still cheat. How many of you want to live a life without cheating? Say amen. Amen. Is to understand God's word. Because while you are cheating, you can go and die safe. Imagine you die while cheating. Straight to hellfire. No bending. No angel will even tell you, hi, you would have made here, but see where you are going to. No. Imagine, you know, have you heard stories? They say somebody died, he was with a woman in the hotel and he died. When you pity those people two times. You pity them for dying and you pity them for going straight to hell. And their wives will come and look at their body. My husband, what happened? He was with this lady, he died. God, let God punish you in this death. That's what most women will say. God should punish you. In fact, God should kill you again. Two times. But all these things, we can avoid it. You know, now that you are married, you think women will leave you. They will still come for you. Some women will look at you and say, hey, I wish this man is my husband. You know, those days I thought that if I marry, nobody will talk to me again. In fact, if I'm driving, nobody will say, I'll just be doing my finger like this. And they say, oh, he's married, leave him alone, leave him. It's a lie. It's a very big lie. They will look at you. They will cut you eye. They will blink eye for you. Even though you're showing, they say, is this type I like? Some people say it's married men. There are women that are ready to scatter homes. They don't like people that, they say people that are not married, they don't understand women. It is those that are married that know how to take care of women. They will come. Especially that you are a fine brother. They will come. The only way to resist them is by holding your God so strong. That's the only simple way. Because like I always used to joke, I was preaching for military people in Abuja. I told them, I said, even if you are soldiers, hope you know that you will go to hellfire if you cheat on your wife. You know, as a soldier in NDA, while we're growing up, they give you allowance to even follow women when you go to war. One of the allowances is to smoke. One of the allowances is to follow women. Yes, true. That's why those of them that went to Liberia, they came back with wives, some of them. They went for peacekeeping, they came back with... Because that's one of the money they will give you. They say, take care of yourself. So they have a slogan that womanize is normal in the military. It's a normal. In fact, as a good soldier, you should be womanizing. That's what they think. So you see them shouting, Sama, Sama, Sama. They mean meat. Say, it's women. If you are passing, you see that Sama. They are talking about you. They don't have respect. Naturally, as a military man, you are trained not to respect women so much like that. Not consciously or unconsciously. Your song you won't sing in parade. The kind of things you'll be saying. And I told them, I said, even though you people are military men, I hope you know that they may be giving you morale to follow women. If you die, you go to hellfire. They're just looking at me like this. I say it's the truth. I hope people know there's heaven and there's hell. Some people have forgotten, you know. Some people say, I don't believe in hellfire. Hellfire believes in you. He said, I don't believe in that thing called hell. If I die, I know I'll just stop existing. He's a liar. There is Satan and there is God Almighty. Satan is in hell waiting for people to join him there. He doesn't want to die there alone. That's why you see people, you know, and to crown this all, women, you too, you have to help. Hallelujah. As a woman too, you have to help matters. I want to finalize with this. I was telling you people the other day as pastors, before we close, I said, women sometimes, hallelujah to Jesus, women sometimes, they don't help issues. Especially for some of us that are Christian brothers, they don't help issues. You marry a man, you know we married for the kingdom of God. And when you marry that man, you were dressing so fine. You were dressing so fine. You were living so well. You were behaving so well. Looking so fine.
Immediately you get married. Immediately you get married, you start tying wrapper every time. Everybody say amen. You go back home and your wife, who was wearing trousers and fine skirts and all those wonderful gowns, the moment she married, the next day, wrapper. This thing adds up to relationship issues. When you sit in your house, don't just carry pot and keep on the ground be scratching the under of pot. And tie wrapper. Do you get what I'm trying to explain to you? And forget, you think you have achieved it, that you, I don't marry, no need to slay again. Slay continuous. Your husband should wake up and see fine face. He should come back from work and see his wife seated. Say, Nne, welcome. Oh. Eze wine, welcome. Oh. Odogu. What will you? There's a way. Achalogo. Odogu, please. They should look at you and like, you should be beautiful to behold. Every time the man will wake up and say, Jesus Christ, what am I seeing? And he will go out there and be seeing fine people everywhere. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? It's part of the problem. They did not say as a Christian, we should not see fine women in the morning. Are you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? You wake up early in the morning, look fine. If you think you need makeup in the morning, wake up by 5, make up. He said, I cannot do that rubbish. I cannot do that kind of thing for any man. It's for women you are supposed to do it. You look nice. You arrange his shirt, arrange everything. I will come back very soon. What he's saying will bring him home soon. He'll be seeing your picture. The job will be going well. Office, he'll be greeting everybody well. But he wants to go to work. And don't be shouting for me. Did you pay me to be cooking for you? Bring my food. And you come out hair like this. Another part like that. Rapper. And you are just be shouting for somebody. I beg, eat your food and go to work. Let me rest. It will never go well if you think like that. You must slay. Tell Pastor and slay. Even in the marriage, you must slay. Look nice and jog. When you start losing shape, jog. Say amen. Amen. They don't want to answer me. Now that I've entered your turn. They say if you give birth to one or two children, it is normal that you will not jog. Have you seen women jogging in the morning before Pastor Emma? Do you see how they look? If it's not that God will have cut off some of us, we are eunuchs, we don't care about worldly things. You see how they used to look in the morning? You are driving your car, you see some, you say, no, Lord Jesus, heaven we go. You see how they will dress? So nice. Then you come back home, your wife is on wrapper. She doesn't want to improve. She said, no, heaven is the goal. What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world? He did not add wife inside. If he gains the whole world. Look nice for your husband. Always look beautiful for your husband. You too, look handsome for your wife. If, for instance, your wife say, I don't like this dry chest, gym. It's not bad. You see, I gym. See me now for my wife. I know people are like, what the heck is he saying? You don't understand. Hallelujah to Jesus. Gee, your wife say, I like men. You ask your wife, you are just joking with your wife. Oh. You say, what kind of man do you like? You say, man, I like when a man is smart, when he looks bold, when his chest is abroad. You are looking at yourself, you are not seeing anything like that. She's not insulting you. Even women too like good things, just like you like a good thing. You can't marry as a young man to 87, your stomach is coming out. Why? 28, that your stomach. If you were elderly, no problem, oh, we understand. But you are just a small boy growing. Imagine next year now, Pastor K's stomach comes out like this. We'll call him. Say, what is happening, Pastor? Is everything okay? Say, it's the Uncle Obi they are giving me every day that is. At least when he's 50, like that, we can understand that. Hey, do you understand what I'm trying to say? But at 20-something, 30-something, your stomach is coming out. Why? And every time you are telling your woman, go and jog. You too jog. Two of you jog. As a man, you can't do 10 press-up. You are a woman. We should be counting 100, 150, 200. Say, Pastor, that's not important. Let me tell you something. It's important. I want to say something. I'm just wondering whether you still see me as the right pastor. It is important. My coach, when I was small, I used to play football. He said, this exercise we una dey do in vernacular. He said, if you no profit you, even if you no profit you for field, you go profit you where you marry. The Lord give you understanding. I hope you are still seeing me as a pastor. Say, Pastor, what are you saying now? I don't understand you again. Are you not the pastor we know? You are the I'm the pastor you know. He said, Pastor, how did I have a child? Is it the Holy Spirit that came upon me? I said, you know that I am. I just told God, put a child in there. I have a child now, bouncing baby girl. We have another one again. The next one is a boy. Then another one again. To be three. Then if she agrees, we'll stop. If she doesn't agree, another one again. It's the power of the Holy Ghost. Is the Holy Ghost is working in my head. As a man, exercise. Exercise, it will help. You see, the power of God to bring about a child is there. But it needs the functionality of your physical body. How will your wife be complaining? Why are you making your wife look like she's not spiritual? Say, Pastor, I want to see you. Okay. What is the problem? Sir, my husband. It does not endure forever like the word of God. I'm talking now. Some people are saying, Pastor is not spiritual. I'm very spiritual as I'm talking this thing. It used to come to the office. Oh. One day, people came to ask me a question like this. I started laughing. I said, God, where do I start from? I was not even married that time. He said, eh, sir, you don't understand. I said, hey, stop that talk. I don't understand what they are. I had to call my wife. I said, please send me an article. Let me send to this boy. I told them that I'll answer them when they go back home. Questions will come like that. My husband like coke, sir. Every day coke, sweet things, sir. I've been warning him. Then in the night, prayer have not started. It has finished. I know some people are like, God of mercy. That's why, for instance, now I play football every day of my life. Have you ever seen my wife complaining, looking at me and complaining? I play football all the days of my life. Every day. My wife has never seen Prophet Simon. You see, the spiritual side of you, I understand, but the... No. Don't you see she smiles every Sunday? See, she's surprised. Why are you doing like you don't understand what I'm saying? I play football. One of... See my skipo there. Am I not a good footballer? I play even better than Ken that is answering people there. If I hold the midfield, they understand. That football I'm playing is not only profiting me on the field, though. In all aspects of life. That's why I'm studying and preaching for long. When I'm done, I can still have a child. Don't take stupid things as a man. Any small thing, coke. Are you hearing, Pastor K? I'm sure your father would have warned you one day, Pastor K, stop that, taking that kind of thing. You want to marry. Now it's bitter cola. What did I say? Bitter cola. Not every time. No. Start eating food for men. You are Odogu now. If you want to be called Odogu, that name is not for you. You chop bitter cola. I did not say Alomo bitter. I did not say Captain Jack. What is that one that brother said the other day in church? Zazu. I did not say Zazu. Father, we give you praise. All we have heard tonight should be a light for our path. It should be a lamp for our feet. Let's pray. Bow your heads wherever you are and thank the Lord for his word. And pray that everything you have heard tonight is a light for your path and a lamp for your feet. That it will not only bless the newly wedded couples today, it will even bless other homes. It will increase our love for each other. Go ahead and pray. If you have crisis in your own relationship, say, Lord, by the reason of this anointing today and everything I've heard, cause my relationship to be better. Go ahead and pray from the depth of your heart. Lord, I truly want to see that my own marriage works. Go ahead and pray. My own relationship works. Go ahead and pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead and pray. Hallelujah. 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 Carve upon our heart this truth that will make us free. Carve it upon our heart, Lord Jesus. Be it unto us according to your word tonight. Pray from the depth of your heart. Pray from the sincerity of your heart. That this word tonight will not only bless the couples, it will bless each and every one of us seated here tonight and help our relationships to become even better. O Dioyedikaki, Jehovah. O Dioyedikaki. O Dioyedikaki, Jehovah. O Dioyedikaki. Idiebube imarama. O Dioye. Idiebube ima. O Dio. You are bigger than what people say, Jehovah. You're bigger than me. You are bigger than what we call you, Jehovah. You're bigger, Jehovah. You are kind. You are bigger than what. Oh, Jehovah, you are kind. Let's sing together. One more time. You are bigger than what. Oh, Dio, Yedikaki, Jehovah, oh, Dio. Oh, Dio, Yedikaki.
Blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.